Becky Mungle, who's the principal at Templeton Elementary School.
Well, did you skate into work today, Becky, or is it okay on your side of town?
Well, on the south side of town, it's not too bad, but there was some ice on the windshield, so it was pretty surprising after yesterday.
It was, and we'll have some more snow tonight, but spring break is in the rearview mirror. We've talked about one more day, unless Mother Nature butts in. The Tuesday of the primary will be the last day that really school is out. Now we're focused to the finish line. Everybody had a great spring break. What's next on the agenda at Templeton?
Well, we have some great activities coming up. We have our first annual Templeton Health-a-Palooza, and it's an initiative for joining wellness and literacy. And we have had an outpouring of support from the community. We've even had the mayor has deemed it Templeton Health-a-Palooza Day. So we're very excited to have an opportunity to provide all of these resources to families. And we just believe that kids who are healthy and active and moving are learning better. And so we're trying to join those opportunities for all of our families.
Now, if we could just get the radio guys in town to get on that program, we could have just imagine how much healthier we all could be on that.
Oh,
Keith tells me that you are a brand new, I want to get this right, IB, that makes it sound like I'm hip.
Now, yeah, you're hip.
So that's International Baccalaureate?
We are. We were authorized this fall. It has been an incredible journey. Of course, I just came on at the end, but the work has been done over the past 3 years. Our coordinator, Laura Hall, has been spectacular. But the staff just really worked hard, put it all together. They did our visit in October, and we found out the good news in December.
What's that mean, Becky, for your school?
Well, it's a framework for how we deliver instruction and what we believe to be important about in what we teach our kids. And it's a global-minded approach, making sure that we all understand that we all have an impact on what's going on in our world and that we need to make sure our kids have a broad understanding, you know, just beyond our own backyard and our own communities. And this International Baccalaureate opportunity for us is really pretty incredible for our kids.
We're speaking with Becky Mungle, who is the principal of Templeton Elementary. And speaking of global, you got some great names for the things you're doing. You just mentioned the Health-a-Palooza, and now you've got Templeton Eats Global. What's that mean?
Well, this is an event they began last year, and we are tying it with our sixth grade exhibitions, which is a project that every sixth grader is required to do as a part of the IB programming. And so we're tying in our student work, our student opportunity to show off their studies with this opportunity for classrooms to adopt countries and be able to share all of this culture with all of our families. So literally you'll come to Templeton and you'll get to tour the world.
And I'm a fat guy, so what about that eating part?
Well, every country, school, classroom that you attend will create a dish that's home to that country, and there'll be plenty for families to share and recipes available if you find one you really like and you'd like to try it at home, and just a lot of bringing a lot of awareness to the other cultures and ethnicities that make our world what it is and amazing. So we're excited about it. That's going to be taking place in May, and our Health-a-Palooza is April 12th.
We have a Taste of Bloomington. You're doing a Taste of the World. That's pretty cool. Now, you're also one of the pilot schools, or the pilot school, for solar.
Yes, that's happening this summer. What a great opportunity.
It fits with the IB program.
It fits in beautifully. It's a great opportunity for teaching our children about resources and being able to be a part of this initiative that, eventually.
So you're going to the sun? What does this mean?
Yeah. Well, it'll be neat. I don't think we can get up to the roof to tour and be able to see the panels, but we're going to do some. We're going to figure something out so the kids can see them. They'll be, sitting on the top of the building, and that project is taking place this summer. So basically uninterrupted, this school year will end and begin without any disruption. That's going to be great. So we're pretty excited about it.
Will the kids be able to see the kind of savings that are going on somehow? Is there a visual something?
Well, we intend to be able to embed that in, it's it's like you said, goes right along with all we're doing IB. Mm-hmm. And we want to be able to embed that in, you know, looking at what costs are initially, you know, because you have upfront costs to do the installation. But over time, great math.
Here comes math.
I know, exactly. Here comes math. Here comes science. We're probably going to make them write about it, too. So it's going to be, all cross-curricular.
I need a flow chart here because I need to keep my STEM away from my STEAM and my IBs from my BACs and everything else. Well, I'll be, as long as I can keep it between the lines, it'll be fun. But that tangible learning, it's everyday stuff that these kids are going to see for the rest of their lives. Do you think that makes it easier for them to absorb in this, instead of doing fractions or things like that where it's just continuous repetition until you finally get it?
You know, I think for me personally, I always learn by doing, and I think that most children are that way. You know, we learn in a lot of different modes and modalities, but honestly, when you're in it and you're doing it, you know, it's fun to watch somebody bake a cake, but when you're really baking the cake and you're measuring and you're doing the ingredients, it's just far easier for you to embrace those things and the learning. And so we do a lot of that between our garden and all of the things that we do outside at Templeton. We really try to embrace that student-driven, hands-on opportunity. And, you know, it's working. It's working.
Becky, where did you come from to Templeton?
I was a country girl, North Miami, small rural school set in the north half of Miami County, and it was home to me. It's where I graduated from, and so...
Is that the South Beach of the IHSAA?
Well, no, and actually it's even colder up there than it is here right now, but it was an opportunity that I was so glad to be able to come. Bloomington was home to me in my teenage years. I was with Starve Indiana, so I've loved Bloomington.
Yes.
Yeah, I've loved Bloomington most of my life, and so it's great to be able to call Bloomington home now.
What'd you do with Star?
I was a average trumpet player, and I was the drum major.
There is no such thing as an average trumpet player with Star, and as drum major, you commanded everything.
I did. And then I got to be, the best part was, after all of that, I got to be the tour manager. So I got to travel and tour with the group and see, just so many sites that I wouldn't have ever been able to see, you know, having not been able to do drum corps. So, I'm pretty fortunate.
So what's it been like coming to Templeton?
Well, you know, I told them in my interview that I knew I had a learning curve, but, you know, I didn't sign up to be a teacher and expect not to keep learning. So it was a perfect opportunity for me. We always talk on our announcements, tell the kids, work hard and grow your brain. And I feel like I've grown my brain this year. And I think that just getting a grasp on how, as different as kids can be, they all really need some of just the same things. They need to know you care about them. They need to know you love them. And they need consistency and support. And I feel like that's what we're doing at Templeton. We're creating an environment where every kid wants to come to school. And that's important. That's number one for us.
And I left out one, acronym. Is that the right word I'm looking for? I left out ISTEP and threw out everything on that. Where are we with that? I ask every week because I can't keep up with it. Right. How did everybody do? Are we doing more of it? What's the schedule look like? How's it going?
Well, we completed the first round, and we were fortunate that the district was able to apply for a waiver to do paper pencil because the test next year will be new and it will be all online. So this gave us another opportunity to kind of move slowly through ISTEP, but move more cautiously and giving kids the opportunity to, you know, respond in a manner that they're used to. You know, they're used to putting their thoughts to paper. So first round is done. First round, you know, we did iRead, completed that for our third graders, and now we're just really, like you said, focusing on the finish line, and we'll have one more week and a half of testing April, May, and then we'll be home free.
Becky, we got a Lilly grant in the MCCSC, and you're part of that. Explain what that is and how it's going to be effective in Templeton.
Well, we were thrilled when we found out about this because it really goes in line with what we're doing, PBIS, which is just really creating a consistent environment where kids know all the expectations and everything's clear and it's consistently reinforced. They hear the same words and same language from everyone. And so next year, this fits beautifully for us because our next step was to start social activities, social lessons, social skill, and now we have a curriculum. It's called Second Steps, and every classroom teacher has it. That is amazing. And we are planning 2 work days in June, and at those work days, we are going to embed not only looking at our IB planners and our Indiana standards, but we're going to be embedding that Second Steps curriculum, the social-emotional learning curriculum. And there's so many activities that fit beautifully in just all of the things that we're doing, you know, from a global perspective. How do you meet new people? How do you greet an adult? You know, how do you solve a conflict? You know, how do you accept a compliment when given? So it's going to be really, it's just another perfect extension of what we're already doing at Templeton.